This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A solution to last year's debt ceiling crisis narrowly kept America from defaulting on its debt. The debt ceiling will have to go up again in a matter of weeks, raising the stakes of the fiscal cliff talks and any long-term budget wrangling that follows. Marketplace's David Gura explains the unusual history of the borrowing limit that keeps coming back to haunt our politics.
We got the debt limit, or the debt ceiling, in 1917.
Inside the White House, President Woodrow Wilson conferred with advisors, then signed the Proclamation of War against Germany.
Before then, Congress had to give its okay every time the Treasury Department issued a bond. Julian Zeltzer teaches U.S. history at Princeton, and he says that during the run-up to World War I, lawmakers recognized that wasn't very efficient.
Congress decided to create this debt ceiling to give more flexibility and efficiency to the federal government to handle a growing debt.
Congress sets the debt limit, the amount of money the government can borrow to pay what it owes. Sarah Binder, who teaches political science at George Washington University, says lawmakers realized early on that gave them a lot of power.
This was a tool for trying to get Congress and President to agree to other things.
When President Eisenhower tried to raise it, he clashed with Republicans and Southern Democrats. The same thing happened to President Kennedy.
The debt limit does not and cannot control expenditures.
In the middle of negotiations over the fiscal cliff, President Obama said it'd be easier if the administration no longer needed congressional approval to raise the debt limit. Well, that didn't interest House Speaker John Boehner.
Congress is never going to give up our ability to control the purse. And the fact is that the debt limit ought to be used to bring fiscal sanity to Washington, D.C.
But Julian Zeltzer says that's not what the debt limit was designed to do.
The debt ceiling isn't the way to really control spending. It's the budget process.
Something Congress hasn't been good at. It hasn't passed a budget since 2009. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.